Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. This show is all about you and your voice. So get in touch with us on 087 188 0008. Now we're going to move on from politics into the world of the Leaving Cert. Now, new plans aimed at easing stress facing students in the traditional high-stakes written exams in the Leaving Cert have been announced. These changes may require students to sit a single written English exam. I should have done it myself, I can't even speak. Down from two at present, and complete a project worth 40% at the end of fifth year. It's also suggested reducing the amount of maths papers to one. The Post-Primary Teachers Union says its members are gravely concerned that aspects of the plans pose a threat to education standards, fairness and quality. The changes are aimed at easing the stresses that students face. But what we want to ask you is if you think it's just dumbing down the Leaving Cert. Do you think we're failing to prepare them for life as adults by reducing this stress, or is it a necessary change to adapt to students' needs? WhatsApp us on 087 188 0008 and give us your thoughts. Just like Mike, who I've got on line one, and you think it's a good thing kids are under too much pressure as it is.
I think so. I think so. What's your first name again?
Gary.
DJ. Gary. I think it's a great thing, Gary, because, look, it's like some days you're going to work and you can have a bad day's work. Some days you're going and you'll have a mighty day's work. That's the same thing with them kids. They're under pressure before the Leaving Cert. And, you know, it's very easy for things to go south in them, like. You know, and I think, like, doing a project in 50 a year and they're going to get 40% of their points, I think it's bringing more practicality into it. And that people can develop their own way in doing things like that. They can express themselves. They have a project to do. They could get, immense pleasure from doing it, and it can direct the way that they're going to go. Like, why does it all have to be kind of academic, like? That some people are good to retain information and some people can spend all night trying to retain stuff and come at the exam then and they wouldn't be able to retain it. Where if it's assessed and 50 a day on this project, I think it's a brilliant thing. Like, and as I said, in the American election there with Trump and the other contestant, Harris girl. Donald was a self-made man, and he just, where the other lady didn't. She was educated. You could see that she spent years in college and learning books and all that. But when she was asked a question, she couldn't answer that. She couldn't answer off the cuff at all. Where Donald Trump, you ask him any question and he wouldn't answer whether he was right or wrong.
Yeah, Mike, I hear you. I mean, there's book smart and street smart, I think, is what you're trying to say there. But what would you say to someone that said, that's all very well and well, and that's all very well
100%.
Good. That's all very well and good, Mike, but the Leaving Cert has been like this for donkeys of years, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. What would you say to them?
Well, on a personal level there, I'm to do psychiatric nursing from first year. And I failed maths in my leaving. And to this day, I can't do long division. And the reason for that was our national school teacher, that thing, God rest her, she learned us the Angelus in English. When we should have been doing sums, she learned us the Angelus in English, Irish and in Latin. And where long division suffered by me, like, that's just a personal thing. So it might be broken for some people, but why are the teacher unions in dread of it, like? Why are they in dread of change? Why not make it pupil friendly in the sense that they can do this project. A project is a project that they have to do. Is it in English? But why are they bringing? Like, what has in maths there? The tier, what was it called? This XR, all that stuff. Like, that has nothing to do with business or anything after. Like, you know, okay, maybe for people doing science and that, but they have all these theorems and all that thing. Like, but for the army business person there and everything like that, you know, I feel mad to my leaving. I had my own business for years. I could tell my accountant to the nearest 100 euros how much I was owed and how much I owed, but I still couldn't do long division.
Well, you're cute enough when it came to money, Mike, weren't you?
And
you're cute enough when it came to money. No, listen, I hear you for sure.
Chat it down.
Yeah. No, a lot of people will always say that people learn differently and not everybody's the same. But then other people would say that the Leaving Cert is the great leveller, that it's the one way of doing it and everybody gets a fair shake of the bag, as they say. But I've got Martin here online too. And Martin, what do you make of these proposed changes to the Leaving Cert?
Well, I haven't looked into them in any great detail, Gary. But what I would say, look, I'll be upfront and honest here. Never did my Leaving Cert. I left school the day I finished my Inter Cert, as it was called at the time. I walked out. And no doubt there are people listening who would say, yeah, and it shows. But that didn't stop my education. I went on, I think, on the average level, I reckon. I'm not too kind of dim. But when it comes to the Leaving Cert, you said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I think not only is the Leaving Cert broke, I think the educational system in Ireland is broke. And it's getting worse. They're breaking it further. We have a system that's geared towards turning out people with so-called qualifications. And I know so many of them. They invest years in doing their Leaving Cert, many of them getting into college, and doing courses in college that at the end of the day, nobody wants. I know several people who've done arts degrees. They're not working in the arts spectrum at all with what they're doing at the moment. What we need is a ground shift in our entire education system. The idea now that, you know, if you get a young boy or a young girl who want to do a trade apprenticeship, it's looked down on. And that's never going to be a good thing. That's why we don't have enough bricklayers, carpenters, sparks, plumbers, mechanics. Everyone wants to work for Google and for Facebook and all these. And you cannot run a country, an economy, or more importantly, a society with that kind of model. It's bound to fail. That's why we have such a crisis in housing and everything else in the country. And then we have people who will be worrying about the Leaving Cert and not looking at what's happening to children in the younger stages with all the woke garbage that's being pushed, the agenda that's being pushed on our children, confusing our children. You think the Leaving Cert confuses them now? They're being confused from day one when they go into education. You know, it's just, I've said this before, the state and the educational system have no business involving themselves in the morals or the psychological personal development of children. When it comes to all that, I think that's the parents' job. Now, I know some parents are not up to it for various reasons. Pardon me. But my in-depth feeling on it is, my opinion of it is, that the educational system is broken. Why? I mean, when I went to school and when I did my Inter Cert, it was perfectly acceptable. It was something to work for, to leave school and get a trade. That was, if you got a trade, you had pretty much, you were pretty much guaranteed a job for life. And I still, I mean, I did, I'll be honest, I wanted to become a chef, but at that time in Ireland, it was just next to impossible because we didn't have the number of restaurants. There were so few restaurants, hotels. To get into a hotel kitchen, you needed somebody who was already in there. Pardon me. So I turned my desire to do what I wanted to do towards something that interested me, which was, you know, electronics, physics, chemistry, maths. I still use those in my job today. And I'm 65 years old. I get great satisfaction from the job I do. I think we're doing a great disservice to our young people by telling them you're too good to work in a trade. Take something soft and put all your efforts into getting high marks, which, I mean, let's be honest, how many people, when they do their Leaving Cert, how many people, after they've done their Leaving Cert, they've accomplished all of that, what elements of their Leaving Cert do they use? Now, yes, there will be some people who do when they go on to other things, but most people, the vast majority of what they do on their Leaving Cert, it's simply cram information, and then when you leave school, it's not really used. In my opinion, it's a waste of time.
It reminds me, Martin, of the old joke.
I haven't heard any good arguments.
It reminds me of the old joke,
anybody,
Martin, that when you're in school, the teacher always used to say to us, you won't have a calculator in your pocket when you're older. And turns out we do, because every phone has a built-in calculator. So you think that we're teaching kids sort of the wrong stuff. It's
yeah,
not
but when
practical.
That's my honest belief. And I mean, I get what you're saying, you know. Teacher saying you won't have a calculator. Yeah, people do have calculators. But I think it's sad to see... I think it's sad when I walk into a shop and I can immediately calculate, you know, the change I have to get. And if I'm looking to minimise the amount of coins I'm getting back, depending on the purchase I'm making and what I have in my pocket, if you don't hand over a simple, you know, a note of currency so that the person can put it into the till, and they don't even do a calculation themselves. They just tell the till what they're putting in, and the till tells them what change you have to get. And even at that, there's still a look of confusion on their face. I see it daily.
Now
I see people,
I hear you,
you know, struggling with what, in my opinion, a very, very simple thing.
I hear you, Martin. I mean, I was a barman,
you know,
for years.
You know, the simplest
thing. I was a barman for years.
When I was younger,
I could handle money. Like, I just knew the numbers and I could do it in my head like that. And now when I go into a shop, like you just said,
absolutely,
if you round it up and you give them 20 cent to round it up to 9 euro, whatever
yeah,
it is, they look at you like you've got two heads because the computer says no. Stay with me, Martin, because I'm going to go to Jim. I have Jim on line one. And Jim, you're a secondary school teacher and I'm dying to talk to you because I'm dying to know, what do you think about these proposed changes as a secondary school teacher yourself?
Hello, hello there, how are you? Thanks very much for having me on. Well, you know, reducing, I understand maths and English could possibly be reduced from two papers to one. That's a significant change, and I'd like to know how much the project will actually entail and how much of it will be done in school, because, you know, I represent rural Ireland, rural Wexford down here, and not every child has connectivity and access to the internet like others. So will the support from the teachers be constant? Will we be adequately able to provide enough support for that project? And I suppose there's also the temptation to cheat with AI, with artificial intelligence, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen children in my own school dare me to give them a question that they couldn't have an answer back in a couple of minutes. So, look, I think English should be about comprehension and teaching young people to think independently, critically for themselves, not to be robotic. So part of me says it may well reduce the stress and the pressure, but comprehension and independent thinking, for me, is a big thing, and if you get rid of one of those papers, it may well affect them.
And isn't it true, Jim, that some students thrive in the Leaving Certificate that we currently have? They thrive in it. That it absolutely works for them. And there's other students that really, really struggle with that impending doom of the Leaving Certificate that June morning.
Absolutely, but are leaving without a shadow of a doubt, but much of our Leaving Cert is the regurgitation of information. And that's limited in how much it reflects people's abilities too. As I say, what I like about the two English papers is it promotes critical thinking, comprehension, analysis, and a sense of independent thought. And that must be preserved. But you're right, many students do thrive in the particular system we have, but it is predominantly a memory game, a regurgitation of facts that they've already consumed.
So you're all on for a modification of it. You don't think the world will end if we take a look at it? Because our leaving certificate is considered pretty good. I mean, we've got good results as a country. We churn out pretty good results when it comes to education.
Our leaving cert is pretty good, and our standard of education is something to be proud of. But I'm only happy with a modification if, as I say, it can be shown the children will have equal ability and an equal chance to succeed with their contemporaries. And as I say, connectivity to the internet for many is a big, big problem in our rural parts still. So if a child is going home struggling with a project which is worth 40% of an upcoming exam, we really need to be sure that everybody will have an equal chance. And as I say, the temptation to cheat with AI will certainly be there. So how you go through those projects with a fine-tooth comb to identify where artificial intelligence has been used. I saw in my own class not too long ago where a young lad challenged me to give him any essay, and I jokingly said, give me 500 words on the early works of Joseph Conrad. He had it in 3 minutes. Presented it to me with an app on his phone.
But isn't AI, Jim, going to change all education anyway?
That just puts everything up in the air.
But isn't it going to change things anyway, AI? Can't avoid it.
Oh, AI can change everything, absolutely. It certainly will, and how we cope with it, and how we distinguish between the individual's work and that of an app, we certainly will have our work cut out for us there.
And what would you say to Martin's point that it's all very well and good, you know, teaching things in school like math and English and geography and so forth, but really when it comes to life, there are life skills that people are going out into the world and we're losing people. We don't have people for trades. We don't have people going into apprenticeships. And what would you say to that point that we need to diversify maybe what we think education is?
I absolutely see Martin's point, and he's very, very much correct there. We have a huge shortage of block layers, plasterers, electricians, plumbers, and this is sadly affecting our ability to build houses at the moment. So without a shadow of a doubt, education should be for life and should be geared to cater for the society we live in. But it can't be exclusively that. The skill and the ability to think independently, as I say, critical thinking, must also be part of it because, you know, that is a part of our lives, our lot, our understanding. It encourages originality. It encourages abilities to see solutions to problems that may not otherwise be seen.
And Jim, as a teacher, what do you say to people? Because we did a straw poll today before we came on air and asked around the office what people thought of modifying the leaving cert. And a few people said to me that we're just mollycoddling them again. We're making things easier. What do you make of that?
I would most definitely be against a dumbing down. If the Irish are famous for anything, we're famous for our writers, our poets, our scholars. So absolutely, and there's always been a great value on creative writing in this country, and one that must be upheld. But if it is a dumbing down, that's not to be encouraged. But if it is if it is a more sensible approach, we'll have to see the hard suggestions. We'll have to see what this project is about. I do like the idea of a project that takes away the confines of an exam situation where people are under pressure for time and forced to think under pressure. You know, projects often allow people to spread their wings and really get their teeth into something. So I see a value of that. There's no harm in rethinking how we do it once we do it the right way. We should always be open for change, but change for the better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, thanks a million for calling in, Jim. It was great to get the opinion of someone who's, you know,
sorry,
on the front lines. So I appreciate that. I'll just finish it. I'll finish with you, Martin. What do you make of what Jim said there? He's quite open to the changes. Martin, are you
there?
Yeah,
I can well understand that. He's someone that'll be closer to the coal face, so to speak, as I am.
Yeah.
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Gary?
Yeah, go ahead.
Gary?
Yeah, I have you there.
Yeah, sorry. I am. I'm with you. I absolutely understand what Jim is. I understand what Jim is saying, and I agree with him to a great degree. I don't want to come across as some kind of a Luddite. I mean, I enjoy reading, as I told you before. I don't even have a television. I enjoy to read. Now, I'm not saying I never read a novel. I do. But I like to read academic papers. I like to read academic books. I like to read about economy, about politics, about society. There's all kinds of things that yes, we're always going to need academics. We're always going to need doctors. We're always going to need nurses. We're always going to need engineers, architects, all those people who will go on in college and hopefully will come out with something to contribute to society. Even the people that do arts degrees, I'm sure some of them come out and they will contribute. But there's a lot of people end up in college having chosen a direction while they were actually working to achieve their leaving cert. They have something in mind. And when it comes to it, let's face it, at the end of the day, most of what's particularly in education in later years going towards the leaving cert, a lot of it is indoctrination.
Yeah,
I mean, the history books have been reviewed. Things, it is people's opinions.
Yeah.
And even AI, you can go on to AI, and depending on which AI you're using, you can ask for a paper on one thing and then go to another AI and ask for a paper on the same thing, and you'll get different papers.
Well, there you go.
And that, again, is indoctrination. It's what it's doing is telling people, don't think yourself, come to me.
Yeah, it's a brave new world, Martin.
I don't know about brave, but certainly, yeah.
I've talked to
it's
you
a new world, right? I don't know about brave.
I've talked to you plenty of times on the show, and I tell you, you're far from a Luddite, and we appreciate you calling in because you've always got a great take on things.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.